Alright, so here are some typical numbers of from communication performance. So these are the at least as of probably 1995, the peak communication performance of the of a link so this is effectively what we call TCOM, or what it's the communication speed. So it's 1/TCOM, and this is the computation speed, which is the 1/T float, the floating point performance. So that says for the IBM SP2, you can get 40 megabytes per second into each node. Notice a byte is a floating point word is at least 4 bytes. It could be 4 or 8 bytes. So that says the SP2 can pump 10 million floating point words over the communication channel every second into the node. So 40 divided by 4 gives 10. So that's 10 mega words per second. In that time, it in principle can do 267 million floating point operations. So that says that for the SP2, it can do 27 floating point operations for every 32-bit floating point word it communicates. And so this gives you the numbers for the various other machines, an old Intel machine, the latest Intel machine, the defunct Kendall Square full cache machine, the Mako machine, which was delivered to Livermore. These are two European systems, Mako and Partitech, CM5, and the Cray T3D. Nobody, and very few people, of course, these are all the standard, what are often called guaranteed not to exceed numbers. And often you get far, especially like on the CM5, nobody ever gets 128 megaflops per node. You were lucky to get a tenth of that. On the SP2, you can get probably hundreds of megaflops per node if you're lucky, but probably more like 30 to 50.